So over here, Shoppers Drug Mart, that's for the methadone programs. Pretty much ran from there. You wouldn't get your prescription on a daily basis. People told me that sometimes you see people wheeling and dealing in the parking lot because I guess sometimes they gave sleep pills to help sleep, and I guess some people's addicted to them, so they'll come out and they sell them. Some cases I've been told that after giving a prescription till they're waiting to get on the methadone program, they'll probably get 2 Oxy-80s a day, and they'll go in and get their 2 Oxy-80s, they'll sell one and keep one for themselves. We just passed the place back there, the Single Parents Association. We're kind of deal with them on a weekly basis. That some single parents that comes in, we kind of get them connected with that organization within the community, so they can get some resources around them, to get them back into society and make them feel part of something rather than being judged all the time. So we work with the neighboring outreach organization, nonprofit organization within our community. This building right here in front of us, over right here, that's the St. Paul and Vincent Food Bank here in Carbonear. Sometimes we get people donate probably like a Fell's grocery card or one from Dominion or Foodland or something local in the area. So what we do there, Tammy usually takes the lady or I take the guy, and we'll go to the supermarket and rather than just hand them a gift card, we'll go to the supermarket and help them pick out their groceries. And for example, when they probably put in 3 or 4 2-liters of drink and 5 or 6 big bags of chips, you say, hey, hang on now, let me get one bottle of drink, one bag of chips, and maybe you can get a box of chicken thighs. That's 3 or 4 meals for you with the shake and bake and a bit of barbecue sauce on another time. So that's 3 meals out of one box rather than spend your $20 or $30 or $50 gift card on chips and burgers, right? There is times that they could be wheel and deal, and it's a learning process. We just found out after that people for a grocery, say a gas card, they're supposed to be going to treatment in St. John's or something. We give them a gas card and found out after they went to, say, whatever gas bar it was and went in and took the gas card and bought beer, right? So, or they sold it and for half the price or whatever, got the money and they're using. So now if somebody wants to go to St. John's and they got to ride in, we'll go up to the store and we'll pump the gas in the vehicle that they're going to St. John's in, and or we'll take them to St. John's yourself. It's a learning process. When you're sick and you want your fix, you do whatever you can, right? We don't judge anybody for that, because chances are, if either one of us, even yourself, if you was in that situation, you'd probably do the exact same thing, right? So, now this is the local recreation area, which is the high school is up here, the swimming pool and stuff. The new elementary school that opened last year. To be known that there'd been some drug paraphernalia that be found on properties around here. You gotta be cautious that people that sit around and you don't wanna be caught with the gear in their car from using intravenously, so sometimes you might ditch them. I encourage anybody that comes in, I say, listen guys, if or girls, if you're out there, you're using intravenously, you don't have a drop box, get a 500 milliliter bottle and put it in your car and drop the needles in there and bring them over to me and I'll put them in the drop box. I'll discard them for you if you don't want to take them somewhere. I'm going to bring you over and show you where the Carpenter Hospital is doing. Sometimes we it's called to go to hospital, or sometimes we go to hospital with people and sit down with them in the emerge and wait until you get to see the doctor and see what process can go from there, right? So the mental health nurse, she really good to work with. I phoned her like within minutes, she phoned me back from voicemail, and never met her yet. But she's always good there to talk to somebody on the phone or be willing to see him, right? So like sometimes we, after he ends up in the hospital in St. John's, me and Tammy will take a day and similar to what we done yesterday. We will set up a couple of appointments with people that used to use U-Turn, and we'll do a visit our friend in the hospital that's from U-Turn, and then we'll check in on some of our friends, well, clients that use U-Turn in the past, and see where they're tuned out today and are in their recovery and stuff. So enjoys what I'm at. I could relate to where people was too, because I was there myself. People with addictions, after going down the avenue of seeing different counselors and stuff like this, and when you walk in the door, one of the things he says is, what are you going to do for me, right? Because they're the same song and dance. And then I tell them, I said, listen, buddy, you might know, but I'm sat down where you sat down too right now. I was there. I share some of my past story with them, and then it kind of breaks down the barriers, and then I just kind of tell them where I'm at today, and therefore you can see a bit of hope come in their face, right? That if Jeff got away from it, well, maybe there's hope for me. I can do the same thing, right?